wrestling show on The Fan. I hated it. I understood it, Ed, but I absolutely, positively hated back in 2018 when the Orioles said goodbye to Manny Machado, traded him to the Dodgers. He played for the Dodgers for the rest of the year. Did the Dodgers go to the World Series that year? Lost the World Series, I believe. Yeah, lost. I hated it. And Joe just told me he was the final out in that game at the NBA World Series. But I completely understood that they could not re-sign him. I don't think Manny wanted to re-sign in Baltimore at the time. I don't think he liked the direction where the organization was going.
He didn't want to be here.
No, he didn't.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah. He played in 156 games that year, primarily shortstop. That's when Buck just let everybody kind of do what they wanted to
That's
do.
That's right. They
put him at shortstop. Well, because it would increase his trade value. No, it didn't, because he's Manny Machado. Manny batted .297 that year, 37 home runs, 107 RBI, OPS of .905 between the Orioles and the Dodgers. He actually was better with the Orioles that year. He batted .315 with an OPS of .963 with 24 of his home runs and 65 of his RBI. In all fairness, most of the season was with the Orioles. He had 14 stolen bases also that year.
And that's one side of his game.
At the age of 25.
Yeah. That's great, because those stats are, you can read those. But what really was impressive about him was his fielding. He'd be in foul territory and throw people out. Pat his glove three times and still throw people out. Be on his knees and throw from his knees. He was he's an exceptional player. That was a gut punch. It really was.
Joe, give me his numbers between the two teams, the Padres and the Orioles.
All right, so this is through 860 games. This isn't updated from what he did last night. Orioles, batting average .283, on base .335, slugging is .487, 977 career hits, 162 home runs. His total WAR was 32 with the Orioles. His defensive WAR as an Oriole was 11.2. With the Padres, .278 batting average, .344 on base, .490 slugging. That's good for an .834 OPS. 910 hits, 172 home runs, 25 total WAR. Defensive WAR dropped from 11.2 to 2.1.
Okay, his WAR dropped from 32 with the Orioles to 25.2 with them. 11 with the Orioles, with the 2.1 with the Padres?
Correct.
His numbers across the board, Ed, are better with the Orioles, with everything except for OPS. That's because his slugging is a little bit higher and his on-base percentage is a little bit higher. Other than that, but the difference is 822 with the Orioles, 835 with the Padres. Offensively and defensively, he was better as an Oriole.
Yeah. Look, he was the guy that no one wanted to see go. Didn't want to be here, apparently.
I think some fans did want to see him go.
I speak for them. I definitely didn't. I know you didn't. And we didn't get anything for him.
He was a jerk, a lot of fans say. He was a jerk.
Yeah.
He left here at 25. He was about to be paid a king's ransom at 25 years old.
Yep.
How are you at 25?
Yeah.
Do you want to be remembered as a 25-year-old?
I wasn't as big a jerk as him, but I wasn't great.
You probably wasn't making millions of bucks either.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be remembered as my 25-year-old self. I don't want to be to do that. He's now regarded as the leader of that team.
Yeah.
He's the guy that rallies them around. He's the guy that jacks up Fernando Tatis when he gets out of order. So to say that he was a jerk, he could have grown up. He did a lot of foolish things, but that's what 24, 25-year-olds sometimes do. I love Manny Machado. He's a generational talent. Guy has a career 348 home runs with an OPS of .828 career. I love Manny Machado. He's never won an MVP, but he won two gold gloves and a platinum glove, which means he was the best fielder in the American League that year.
Yeah.
Two-time Silver Slug winner, six-time All-Star. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. He sure is. Yep. And again, another guy that people wistfully look like, well, we had him.
Yeah.
It's like, people argue Arenado. I think he was the best third baseman in the game.
Oh, Manny?
Yeah.
At one point he was. Yeah. I think for the career, defensively, Arenado, though. But at one point, Manny was better. Arenado has like 10 gold gloves, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Anthony in Sparrows Point. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Manny Machado, as good as he is, he will not be remembered. He played in Baltimore and San Diego, two very small markets. I haven't seen Manny Machado play since he left. I assume it's pretty much the same for everybody outside of San Diego, and they said the same thing when he was here. So answer is C, he will not be remembered.
Yeah, like Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, I just want to say, what are you talking about won't be remembered?
That might be one of the dumbest takes I've heard. He's on Sunday Night Baseball every other weekend.
He
won't remember like the guy that named the batting trophy after.
They talk about him every time you turn on MLB Network. Yeah. He hasn't seen him like nobody else has seen him.
Manny Machado is on he is 32 years old. He's going to hit 400 home runs, and there's a really good chance he'll have at least 2,500 hits. He will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Ed. Remember I said to you before that caller, there's some people who wanted him out of Baltimore?
He was
Exhibit A.
Yep.
Exhibit A.
Exactly. Two small markets.
You won't be remembered.
Okay. Like nobody remembers, you know, Jim Palmer and Frank Robinson and Eddie Briac because they played here. Like, come on.
Who's that guy that played shortstop that broke Lou Gehrig's record? I forget his name.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, man.
Cal somebody.
Yeah.